Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Carl Ferdinand Wilhelm Walther understood these words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He spent his life proclaiming and advancing the truth of the gospel. In a still young America where the gospel had already been compromised by the majority of Christians, Dr. Walther taught how important it was for Lutherans to abide in Christ and His Word amidst the pressures of American society to merge that Word with the principles of the world. By God's grace, Dr. Walther led a confessional revival among Lutherans in America and was the key figure in establishing the synod to which we belong today. He was the first president of our synod, and it is not an overstatement to claim that he still remains the greatest theologian our synod has ever known. Dr. Walther believed it was beneficial to establish a synod to assist pastors and congregations in their endeavor to abide in Christ and His Word. The three primary purposes of synod were to train pastors, to send out missionaries, and to provide doctrinal oversight and discipline over the pastors and congregations that belonged to synod to ensure that they were continuing to abide in Christ and His Word. Given the current situation in our synod today, it is no overstatement to conclude that Dr. Walther would grieve what's going on. The three primary purposes for which our synod was established are no longer primary purposes. Less than 1% of our annual synodical budget goes toward the training of pastors and sending out of missionaries, and there is virtually no doctrinal oversight anywhere to be found today. In fact, just yesterday, another faithful missionary, the Reverend James May, who was serving in West Africa, was informed that he was being recalled this summer from the mission field for programmatic and business reasons. The explanation that is given for a lot of things today, it seems. We can't afford to support missionaries who are out in the field establishing Christ-centered congregational Lutheran congregations, confessional Lutheran congregations, but we can spend millions of dollars on programs or movements in which we hire non-Lutheran consultants to tell us how best we can employ unbiblical methods and ideas in the attempt to grow our churches and provide success to our synod. Dr. Walther would vehemently disagree with what's going on. He would think it is an absolute shame that seminarians are coming out of our seminaries in tremendous debt, that our missionaries are being recalled from the field, and that pastors and congregations in our synod today are free to teach and do whatever they please without fear of being disciplined. You can even have a sermon series during Lent on how to have great sex, and nobody will say a word. How do I know that Dr. Walther would vehemently disagree? Because I've read his works, and in them he makes it vividly clear that the most important thing we must do is abide in Christ and His Word and avoid the temptations of falling prey to the principles of this sinful world. Time and time again, Dr. Walther highlights the importance of maintaining pure doctrine and practice amidst the temptation to give it away for earthly success. Dr. Walther was a purist. He spoke time and time again about the importance of keeping our doctrine and practice pure and undefiled, even from among other Christians who would claim to believe the same as we. Today, Dr. Walther would be labeled a stubborn, ultra-confessional Lutheran who is not willing to get with the times. Even so, his faithful voice continues to be heard by many in our synod today who are intent on fighting the good fight of the faith. They are heeding Dr. Walther's exhortation to remain true to Christ and His Word and to rebuke those who refuse to do so. They are pointing people to the sufficiency of the means of grace established by Christ Himself to deliver forgiveness, life, and salvation to those who faithfully receive those means. They know that the truth is all that we need, and that apart from the truth, that is, apart from Christ, we can do nothing. If we abandon His Word and try to do things on our own, or attempt to follow practices and policies which are not governed and established by Christ, but by others, we are doomed to failure. Dear friends, the fact that you are seated in this nave today, the few of you that are, is a testimony to the faithfulness of Dr. Walther, the faithful theologian whom we commemorate today. If he were standing here in this pulpit right now, he would do nothing more than exhort you to confess your sins and lay them upon Christ and to receive the forgiveness, life, and salvation he longs to deliver unto you through his means of grace, his holy word and sacraments. He would preach the gospel to you, assuring you that Christ has accomplished your salvation in full by living a perfect life in your place and by dying on the cross to atone for every single one of your sins. So it is good that we commemorate this faithful theologian who did much to establish confessional Lutheranism in America, confessional Lutheranism that remains to this day. Thanks be to God. We give thanks for Dr. Walther, and we heed his word. We heed his word to trust in Christ and him alone. So friends, come and receive him, that is Christ, into yourselves from this very altar. Eat and drink his very body and blood, that you may be strengthened and preserved in the faith unto life everlasting. This is how you abide in the vine as faithful branches, by receiving the fruits of the vine through the hearing of his word and the reception of his body and blood, that you may remain true and faithful to that vine and bear fruit in your own words and deeds as you depart his holy house in peace. Let us give thanks for Dr. Walther and for all the faithful who have gone before us. But more importantly, let us give thanks and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who continues to do miraculous things in our midst. May the Holy Spirit enlighten us always to abide in His Word and in Christ alone, and thus attain the eternal salvation He has procured for us. In His holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.